not to get high centered on the app. You know, we could spend all broadcast, every broadcast, talking about the benefits of this and how it can help your home. But two things. One, if for every premium user, you can manage up to three properties. So if you've got parents that are aging in place and you'd like to keep track of, you know, tasks and things that you need to do to help them keep their home up to date, and you can schedule and assign projects to different people, and you'll get push notifications to your phone. Hey, reminder, change mom and dad's air filter, mow their grass, and check their garbage disposal this week. Monthly, you get a monthly report on all of your tasks that you've completed and the percent complete you are in each of the areas of your home, broken down from finances to inventory, maintenance projects. And then you can set your alerts. And then over the course of time, you're talking about, you know, a Rosie on the House certified home. I really think once this catches on and becomes much more mainstream and we've got all these records and data and you can tell how well a home is maintained, people will forego home inspections based on the home's auto score and ratings and information that's tracked there in a, you know, pinch situation right now where it's a buying frenzy. They'll be much more easily easy to bypass a home inspection, but it's also probably going to change the lending aspect of a home as well, where you can prove how well the condition of a home is. Lenders are going to be a lot more likely and to lend on a 50-year-old home that on a 30-year loan
that you can show has been regularly maintained. So we're pretty excited about it, have been for a long time. Would like to see some increased participation in it for your sake, the Arizona homeowner. We're talking today about planned maintenance. Gary D., what plan project you got around the Domingue plantation?
After I injured my knee before Christmas, it was to change the lighting in the kitchen, actually.
Okay.
The fluorescent lights. What do you call the power? Yeah, I had to change it. Got to get rid of it. So we're going to go LED with it.
Okay, very nice. Okay. That'll really update. You know, and you're in one of those classic 60s, 70s, good bones, great home.
Yeah, it's a block house. The ones that you said, if you would have thought about it 25 years, 50 years ago, you would have bought 25 of those and rented them out.
man. I wish I owned 100 of them.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I love my house. It's great.
So people always ask me, Rosie, what have you got planned this year? I never answer that question.
Chicken.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Chicken.
So you were trying to trick me the whole time.
Uh-huh. You never know. Never know what trip is going to be interfered by some project.
Now, memories are much. Memories and adventure. Yes, memories and adventure are number one at our house, and I have to say, you know, memories are worth a whole lot.
I could tell you my travel plans for the next 4 months. I can't tell you one thing I'm going to do around my house, but we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. If you would like to share your project, questions, or concerns, we'd love to help you out any way we can. Dr. Dean, what's your sweetheart got on your to-do list this year?
You can plead the fifth, too.
The list is long. For us, I think we've really had a big struggle with trying to get our back patio and our backyard much more livable, usable space year-round. And so we've been some haphazard with some planting and some things, but we really probably are going to try to focus on that. That way we can use the spaces much more, extend our spring, use it during the summertime for entertaining, all those things. And so that's where I think we are in agreement our biggest effort should be. We've done a lot of projects in the last couple of years with a new roof, painting the house. We've been working on some termite mitigation and things. So we're the front of the house and things are looking pretty good, and we've got a longer term kitchen work to do, but for the most part our house is good bones.
Now, do you work on your hot rod in the garage or in the living room?
Well, in the garage, but the garage doubles as storage for a lot of other stuff, and so it's cramped in there. And so when I don't have time in the garage for a while, it just seems to fill up with other stuff.
Oh, amen.
And then I have to do a project to just clean the garage.
To get back to the hot rod.
So that's always a challenge. And I really need to do a paving project on the side of my house. It's dirt currently between the house and the property line. I really need to pave that so that I can then put a shade cover on it and do more work there so the garage becomes shop space. Car space is under a cover on the side of the house.
And I would tell you, for a hard surface there, I would tell you to really seriously consider pavers.
I thought about pavers because per square inch, they do hold more weight bearing on them than concrete. I listened to that show too. But the problem is that running a creeper on it or rolling things with wheels, the cracks and those things. And so two expansion joints and a drain with a gentle drain in the middle of it so the water runoff isn't going into the neighbor's yard or down the driveway into a drain in the center is kind of what my idea is there. But I got to get the right concrete contractor out there.
So my hearing project number one for 2022 is a hot rod washing facility? Is that what it is?
Well, just a working place. But the project number one is really more of the patio kind of things. Because we store our bikes on the patio, and it starts to fill up with gardening things and stuff. And so we need to do a better job of managing the rest of the yard to handle those things so the living space of the patio works out better. That'll make Mama Bear much happier.
Okay, well, that's critical.
Then I can do hot rod space things.
When do Christmas decorations come down at your house?
Well, there's 360 days to the next Christmas, and there's already people with lights up on our street already. Oh, my God. we usually try to get ours down by about the week after New Year's.
Okay.
Our neighbor keeps theirs up year-round. They just don't turn them on.
Okay.
You know, so we don't have a homeowners association where we live, which is another requirement of a home when we buy.
HOA.
No HOA. We'll take a chance on the wacky color houses.
That has more personality.
Yeah.
I have found that our messy neighbor has deterred new neighbors from coming in. So that was what used to bother me. I'm like, he's actually helping us.
Helping you stay rural.
Because, we moved out here to not be in a crowded city. And, as Arizona does, it's expanding out our way. And he's kind of kept our street a little quieter than the rest of the neighborhood as it relates to new growth.
We try to keep our yard up, but between my several Corvairs and a trailer in the front yard and my neighbor's got two boats and a camper and three trucks and the people across the street have about seven vehicles.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, our neighborhood is active.
Okay.
But people always think there's a party going on in the
summer. That's just the constant state.
Just the constant state. And so I don't think it's a deterrent. In fact, we try to check in with our neighbors, again, being neighborly, saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is why this is here. I'm sorry about this. And most everybody's pretty understanding about, you know, a car sitting there for a little while being worked on or something like that. So
I was surprised. We've had a very blessed holiday season. All the kids came in. All the grandchildren came in. Our house was like Grand Central Station, coming and going and coming and going. And I had to go run a little errand the other day. Jennifer, I was shocked beyond words. Like, everything was down. The tree was gone. The stockings were gone.
Oh, the Christmas stuff.
I mean, it's like, wow.
Well, I had all my grandkids there, and I was like, oh, okay, I got lots of worker bees. Let's go ahead and get her done. We have more company coming in tomorrow, so I had a window there.
Man.
But both of you guys kind of referred to good neighbor things there. You know, we let our neighbors know we'd have extra cars and extra traffic. And then you were talking, Dr. Dean, about, you know, trying to be careful how you drain your things. So good neighbors you guys are.
We try to be. And that's part of that's because we have good neighbors. So we want to be a good neighbor because we have good neighbors.
And on the topic of planning projects, we talked a little bit about just a couple of the things you can do right now in looking forward to 2022 and projects you might have on your calendar, on your to-do list. Know this, depending on what you're contemplating getting done, you may want to call the suppliers of whatever materials will be involved in that project. If you're contemplating tackling a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel or some flooring change out or whatever it is, before you get too far down the planning stage, take a look at your selections and see what the wait time might be on any of those items. That is now one of the most particular and important things that we have to deal with when we're meeting homeowners, addressing what remodeling project they'd like to consider. Because you could actually, in a certain category of appliances, there are luxury appliance manufacturers that on certain models will tell you, we can't even give you a delivery date on that model until September. Not that we'll deliver it in September, but we can't even give you a delivery date on that model until September. So proceed with caution, ask a lot of questions, and if you're contemplating a remodel and you're kind of putting your wish list together, I will tell you this. Let's just take a kitchen or a bath remodel, because they tend to be some of the most popular projects most homeowners do, is when you're shopping at the showrooms and the wholesalers for your toilet and your tub and your shower head and your plumbing faucets and your sinks and your countertops and your cabinets, ask those showrooms for names of contractors they've dealt with for a long time, because the showroom isn't going to give you the name of anyone that doesn't pay their bills. You understand? So that's a very secret, behind-the-scenes way to filter what contractors you're going to talk to about getting the job done. I was extremely distressed in a phone call 2 weeks ago about a contractor that's been in business for 40 years. And the Register of Contractors is right down in the middle of his drawers right now, because he's collected security deposits and start deposits for jobs he hasn't even ordered the materials for. And this is somebody that's been around a long, long time. So we're going to see that. Most people, when things are this busy, and I mean things are busy, is when most remodeling contractors fail in business. Because most remodeling contractors are great tradespeople. They're great with their hands. And they can tackle one or two projects done at a time. And because they're so good at it, at making their customers happy and turning out a fine product, that their reputation grows. And now they're being asked to complete not one or two at a time, but maybe four or five at a time. But they haven't learned the subcontractor management skills, the money management skills, or the time discipline skills to effectively do that. And more remodelers go out of business in busy times than go out of business in slow times. So as we continue this heated pace of activity, be careful in planning your remodeling project for 2022.